matter what party, where you're from, what culture in this vast country of ours, something I think we can all need to get back to and recognize we need to get back to. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most important things, and it's just difficult, and it's hard to put my finger on it, because I'm a walking, talking example of the kind of the millennial generation. I'm, what, 30 going on 31? I'm not married. I don't have children, and I'm not against the idea. As I get older, the more I think about it, but it just, people are waiting longer, I think, and being more hesitant, because I think, in my experience at least, I've seen the generations before me, good examples and bad, so it's like, yeah, take your time, don't rush, it will be there, not always, but it'll be there eventually, but we got to hit another break here. Since it's past the 10 o'clock hour, might as well do the next name in the name game. Tony Johnson. Tony Johnson, call 396-5477 within this, the 10 o'clock hour, for your chance to qualify to win a Crimson Tide. Well, it hurts my War Eagle Auburn alum heart to say, but a Crimson Tide cruise, February the 10th to the 15th, out of New Orleans on the Carnival Valor with UA athletes and other well-known favorites. So again, Tony Johnson, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this Crimson Tide cruise. Another amazing prize in the name game. Folks, you're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark here. Jack Galassini, a familiar face for me growing up in the Catholic school system here. Good to see you again. Good to have a long conversation with you. And Jack will be sticking around here.
Yeah, another half hour.
Awesome. Awesome. Be right back, folks. 272-9228 if you want to join in. More News and Views ahead.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A trial was starting today. Instead, four drug makers or distributors settle out of court for $260 million, with two Ohio counties suing over opioid addiction.
McKesson, Cardinal Health, AmerisourceBergen, and Teva Pharma have agreed to a deal with Cuyahoga and Summit counties. In the last 20 years, an estimated 400,000 deaths have been blamed on opioids.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, the remaining defendant, Walgreens, will get a new trial date. American troops in Syria will be sent to Iraq after sticking around to protect oil fields.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper laid out the game plan while in Afghanistan.
This withdrawal will take weeks, not days. Until that time, our forces will remain in the towns that are located near the oil fields.
Esper was traveling as Kurdish fighters in Syria accused Turkey of violating a negotiated ceasefire set to expire tomorrow.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
More weather changes fast approaching as a strong cold front sweeps across the state later on today and tonight. Increasing clouds, warm day, high 81. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing later on this afternoon, this evening, and the overnight hours tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts. Our weather app will instantly alert you for a warning for your location. Get it in the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow, cloudy early, clearing later. Breezy, cooler, 72 for a high. Jacket weather Tuesday and Wednesday night. We're back in the 40s, and more rain at the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get WOW Business internet starting at $44.99 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com. Wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark in the captain's chair here, keeping it warm for Dan Morris and Greg Dudell coming up. In studio with me now, Jack Galassini.
Mm-hmm.
Good catching up and just seeing a familiar face. We both are from the Catholic community, I guess you could say, here. You said you're full-blooded Italian.
FBI.
And that's a great old wrestling duo, by the way.
And people want to know, I do a lot of public speaking, and of course I look Italian, and I get up there and I hear whispers, and they always say, Mafia. And I tell them, yes, I'm a member of the Mafia. It stands for Montgomery Area Friends of Italian Americans, M-A-F-I-A.
And then I come from more of the Polish background.
Oh, that's right. Skaneckis. That's right.
Yeah, so it's a good little community here, and I'm happy to have been raised in it and all these good influences. And I've been a bit of a prodigal son.
You realize that the largest percentage of population outside of Warsaw, Poland, is Chicago, Illinois, for Polish people.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I need to go up there.
Yep.
Say hi.
You'd be right at home,
folk. Yeah. Say hi. But as promised, and we got some calls. And I'm happy to take more calls. Go wherever you like, folks. 272-9228. One of the most fiercest critics of President Trump's decision to pull troops out of Syria.
Mm-hmm.
This is a longtime buddy now, Senator Lindsey Graham.
Right.
And Lindsey, even last week, was talking about how bad this is and, you know, worst foreign policy decision ever. You're acting like Barack Obama, President Trump, blah, 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 blah. Well, Lindsey Graham was on Maria Bartiromo's show yesterday, and he changed his tune so much so that she just kind of opened up the floor to him and then let Lindsey go. And listen how much Lindsey Graham has changed his tune here, folks. It is remarkable.
Mike Pompeo.
One, it's a blessing to have him on the team. He's sort of the anchor tenant. General Milley is doing a great job. Ambassador Jeffries, who has the Syrian portfolio, is the best in the business. And, you know, we've got a really good team. The vice president did a terrific job. So let me tell you where I think we are. Withhold judgment as to what's going to happen in Syria until it's all in. I am increasingly optimistic that we can have some historic solutions in Syria that have eluded us for years if we play our cards right. I blame Erdogan for the invasion, not Trump. But here's what the president told me over the weekend. Here are our objectives. To make sure we have a demilitarized zone between Turkey and the Kurds. The Kurds were the allies who helped us defeat ISIS. They lost 10,000 soldiers. We've lost 8 in 4 years. God bless the 8. But it was the Kurds who did most of the fighting. Protect our NATO ally Turkey from elements of the Kurds that they consider to be terrorists. A demilitarized zone occupied by international forces, no Americans, but we provide air power. The president appreciates what the Kurds have done. He wants to make sure ISIS does not come back. I expect we will continue to partner with the Kurds in the eastern Syria to make sure ISIS does not reemerge. That is in our national security interest, and we owe it to the Kurds. The big thing for me is the oil fields. President Trump is thinking outside the box. I was so impressed with his thinking about the oil. Not only are we going to deny the oil fields falling into Iranian hands, I believe we're on the verge of a joint venture between us and the Syrian Democratic Forces who helped destroy ISIS and keep them destroyed to modernize the oil fields and make sure they get the revenue, not the Iranians, not Assad, and it can help pay for our small commitment in the future. And protecting Israel is the number one objective. We can do all of that with a very small force.
Senator,
I'm increasingly optimistic this could turn out very well.
It could turn out very well. This is completely different than what you've been saying all week. You have been a staunch criticizer of the president's move to pull all the troops out of Syria. You said, in fact, on this program just 2 weeks ago, if we abandon the Kurds, ISIS is going to come back and that there's an attack on our allies. So you've changed your mind based on what you've heard from the president last night?
Yeah, I still believe that if we abandon the Kurds, nobody helps you in the future.
Okay.
They've lost.
Yeah, anyway, he's claiming I've never been inconsistent here. But it's almost like the situation can be solved in all sorts of different nuanced, complicated ways, more than the sound bites and criticisms would suggest. And it's fascinating.
Well, you know, Paul Harvey used to say, here's the headlines, now you're going to get the rest of the story.
Right.
And what was happening is we're finding out that this is, you just hear one part of this thing, that we're pulling the troops. Well, that's one of the things we wanted to do is pull the troops, but let's hear the rest of the story before we make any decisions. A lot of people jump off, and Lindsey may have done the same thing.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you talk to the source and find out, well, here's the deal, and here's how it works.
Well, and one of the things that's so frustrating about these times is so much of the press and politicians and establishment up there in D.C. is so ready to blame Trump, where they had this thing going where Trump gave Erdogan the green light.
Mm-hmm.
No, he didn't. Erdogan essentially pushed this.
Yes.
And so the president had to deal with, well, a bunch of terrible options, but I think chose a great option in getting American troops out of the way and then using, you know, other leverage points and things like sanctions and threats of sanctions to get the Turks in. Also working with the Kurds leadership and hopefully the ceasefire holds enough to where you actually get all these objectives like Lindsey Graham just laid out. Let's go to the phones, Jack. What do you say?
Go ahead.
272-9228, 272-9228. Let's talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Very good.
Hey, earlier you were mentioned that you guys are both ethnically challenged as far as Italian and Polish.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
What I'd like to say is I spent some of the best times of my life around people that were from different places than me. And one of them, and this is a his last name was Wisniewski. Wisniewski. He was a Polish fella.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the best Polak jokes you ever heard in your life. I'm not kidding you. If you wanted to hear a joke, first thing you do is go up and you see the earthworms. We called them earthworms. They were electronics warfare guys. And Chief Wisniewski would come out, and he would tell us Polak jokes. Nowadays, you can't say those things, you know, about anybody, I don't guess, without getting in trouble.
I was actually talking with my grandfather over lunch this weekend, whose last name is Skanecki. And he said, yeah, I've heard all the old Polak jokes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his father came right from Poland off the boat to the States. And, like, it used to be a time, he made the exact same point you just made, Tom, that we could have these jokes and you'd laugh about it. And it's actually a way to build friendships across different ethnicities and whatnot.
Yep, yep. I've got one I'd like to share with you. It's not, doesn't have any cuss words in it. Is it okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. You say you're Polish.
Yes.
Okay, Rozumie Polski. Rozumie Polski means, do you speak Polish? And when the guy says, no, I don't know what that means, and it, then you tell him, do you speak Polish? Then you say, well, how does it feel to be dumber than a Polak? Now, I had a chief that was a Polish fella, and that's what he used to tell me. Rozumie Polski. No, don't speak it, pal. How does it feel to be dumber than a Polak? I thought it was pretty funny.
We have to learn to laugh at ourselves and don't take ourselves too serious. That's the big thing.
I agree. I mean, just think about what happened after the challenge. You know, that was a tragic thing, but the kids came home from school with all these jokes and things. It, sometimes it's a coping mechanism, you know?
Right.
Helps you to get over the tragedies. And get to know other people, and, you know, I think it's good. I wish they had more comedy in the world, actually.
Amen, and amen, and, you know, I hope I have the spirit of my great-grandfather. Even when he was in assisted living right near the end of his life, when all the attractive nurses would walk in, he'd be saying in Polish, I believe it was, "Domny Buzi," which is, give me a kiss. And so I hope I have that spirit even into my 90s and whatnot.
Y'all have a great day. You're doing great.
Appreciate it, Tom. Appreciate it. It's something that we should cherish.
Yes.
As this country, and as the generations go on, like, it doesn't, my identity with the Polish culture, like, it's there, but it's not as, like, my identity as a whole. It's just part of my past. And I really am a mutt. I don't know as much about my dad's side of the family. I know a little bit, but I'm a mix of all different ethnicities, and that's the great American experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so frustrating is that instead of sort of celebrating this mosaic of all these different ethnicities and backgrounds, we've gotten into it where there are some people, dare I say, Jack, that would look at us and go, oh, it's just two straight white males up there, you know, talking about from their straight white male oppressor perspective. It's like, give me a break.
That's right.
Give me a break. Life is more complicated than your little power game you've set up here. And I think it is being able to sort of friendly digs at one another.
Absolutely.
That's how I am with my friends. It's like, as soon as we become friends, I'll be insulting you, and you can insult me, and all this stuff.
That's right.
Well, and plus I do it all the time. My new photo downstairs.
Well, like I say, we take ourselves too serious.
Right.
Have fun.
Well,
enjoy life.
You should check out my new headshot on the way out.
I will.
My soccer mom hair, it looks great. It looks,
I will.
It looks fantastic. But we got to hit another break here, folks. More news and views coming back. 272-9228 if you want to join in on the conversation. I've yet to get into the whole fight between that Russian asset, Tulsi Gabbard, and Hillary Clinton, who was a great, great statesman. Ah, but I kid. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch. 27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same-day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, folks. You want to join in on the conversation, 272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. A fantastic guy. I had dinner with him the other night, catching up on what's going on with him personally, but also with the River Region real estate market. So anybody out there looking to buy or sell a home here in the River Region, you need to give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call. 322-0662, 322-0662. Eddie has your best interest in mind. And he's great for somebody like myself because, you know, I'm starting to come to my own. I'm thinking about building my credit up and buying a home myself. And he started to teach me as a potential first-time home buyer about all the things, the little things you don't think of. Oh, you just give money and they give you the house, right? No, so he'll teach you about the important things like home inspection, surveys, owners, title insurance. He can even assist you in finding a local lender to get that mortgage. On top of all that, Eddie will do little things that go a long way. And this is just an example of how he goes the extra mile and how he's dedicated to the job. So you find that dream house, you're a first-time home buyer. Before you move in, Eddie Bader will hire a professional cleaning crew to come in and make sure the house is just perfect before you even settle in. That way you don't have to worry about cleaning all these things before you get set up. So this is just one example of what Eddie Bader does. He changed his own life by investing in real estate. He's now helping people change their own. One of the biggest financial decisions in life is buying or selling a house. So give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call. Top-notch real estate agent, down-to-earth guy, very easy to work with. 322-0662, that's the number direct for Eddie Bader. 322-0662, and of course, tell Eddie that Joey and Jack from News & Views sent you. So, Mr. Galassini, I did it again. Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
Have you seen this this little back and forth that's been going on between Tulsi Gabbard and Hillary Clinton that started last week?
Yeah.
It's amazing. You know,
anybody can say anything about anybody.
Well, and Hillary in particular, it's this, if you really look at it, she's the one that started this whole Russia thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten. She mentioned it in the second debate that something like Trump is an asset of Putin.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, this saga, now 3 years later, we're still talking about Russian propaganda and Russian assets with little proof to back up those claims.
Mm-hmm.
And for folks who don't know, that's exactly what Hillary Clinton did at the end of last week. She said that Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian asset, as well as Jill Stein or anybody with weird beliefs, weird by Hillary's own estimation. They're Russian assets and part of Russian propaganda campaigns. You know, it's one of my favorite lines now. A truth that's told with bad intent beats all the lies you can't invent.
Mm-hmm.
It's from William Blake. It was George Orwell's favorite line of poetry.
Yep.
And that's exactly what the Russians, where they did interfere, that's exactly what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
They found a few dirty secrets on Hillary and the Democrats, sprinkled it in the middle of partisan divided America, and have just stepped back, popped open a bottle of vodka, and watched what happened and laughed at us.
That's happened in business over the years, and now it's now we're seeing it more in politics. Businesses always want to find out what is their competitor's secret and just work around that secret. And that's basically one of the first things. I've been in the marketing business all my life. One of the first things we tell a marketer is before you can put together a campaign, you better know everything you can about your competitors.
Right.
Because you can't do it unless you know, because you've got to differentiate yourself from the competitor.
Well, and I wish she would differentiate herself based on, you know, true things.
Absolutely.
That can be proven.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's this big theme now on the Ukraine corruption scandal and this whole impeachment saga that it's McCarthyism, that like Yovanovitch, who trumped in that call with President Zelensky of Ukraine, called bad news.
Right.
That ambassador was bad news, President Zelensky. I'm getting rid of her.
Mm-hmm.
When Yovanovitch testified in front of Adam Schiff's committee last week, she thought it was a smear campaign by Republicans that took her out. And so many people are running with that and saying, oh, Trump's conspiracies and McCarthyism is unhinged. Well, what is Hillary Clinton up to? She's saying of a fellow Democrat, who I think is right on foreign policy, you're just a Russian asset. And your reason for backing that up, her reasons for saying that, is that there are bots online supporting Tulsi. I just find this absurd, but I also have to say, Jack, that Tulsi Gabbard's response was glorious.
Amen.
It was glorious. What did she say? Yeah, oh, here's the Twitter feed. I've got it pulled up. After Hillary Clinton called Tulsi Gabbard a Russian asset, Tulsi said this, folks, on October the 18th. Great. Thank you, Hillary Clinton. You, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption, and personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long, have finally come out from behind the curtain. From the day I announced my candidacy, there has been a concerted campaign to destroy my reputation. We wondered who was behind it and why. Now we know it was always you. though through your proxies and powerful allies in the corporate media and war machine afraid of the threat I pose. It's now clear that the primary is between you and me. Don't cowardly hide behind your proxies. Join the race directly.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Not pulling any punches there, Tulsi. I like it. I like it. And, you know, I genuinely like Tulsi Gabbard. I don't agree with her on health care. No. I don't agree with her on a lot of things. But I agree with her on what I think is the most important issue, and that is foreign policy and pulling back from all these, well, as it's become common, ending endless war. But if it's truly endless, can she actually end it? I don't know if I like the language, but I get the message. I get the message. Look at this. We have all these phone calls coming in. 272-9228 if you want to join in. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Jason. How y'all doing?
Hey, Jason. How are you?
I'm all right. I guess I'm calling in to speak on the whole Hillary Clinton thing. I think she's the gift that keeps on giving where Republicans are concerned. Cause she's the ultimate boogeyman that everybody looks at it and pins as being some type of like queen of the deep state or whatever you want to call her. But I don't really know where the comments came from her with Tulsi Gabbard. I have no idea.
It was on a podcast with David Plouffe, the old campaign manager for Obama.
Yeah, no, I saw it. Yeah. I saw the clip of it. I'm saying I don't know where she
she's getting it from.
What made her say that particular thing about Tulsi Gabbard. I don't know much about Tulsi other than she's probably not going to win a nomination. But, I mean, she's definitely worth being in the race. But specifically where Trump is concerned, as far as her saying he's a Russian asset, I think it's important to point out that the current administration, the DOJ, the FBI within the current administration, the CIA, and the NSA all say that Russia interfered in the election to help him and to hurt her. So I'm not sure that makes him a Russian asset,
right.
But I definitely think that gives credence to some discussion about why Russia would do that. Now, that can be debated. But the fact that they did it cannot be debated.
Oh, I agree.
And everybody agrees.
I agree. There is a theory out there from right-wing sources that say that interfere, and I don't give credence to that. I believe the Russians interfere, but I also think, like I just stated, that Russian interference, which is true, I'm agreeing with you here, has been overstated for now 2-3 years.
Yeah, I think you could argue that it was overstated, but I think the issue most times the issue, especially when you watch TV, isn't that it's being overstated. The issue is that you have people saying it didn't happen, specifically Trump, which I understand him not saying it because he doesn't want to delegitimize his own presidency. However, when everybody around him says, oh, well, it happened, and then he says it didn't happen, and you got people, so the argument becomes an argument of reality, and it's like, it happened, and right. We don't know, we may not know why it happened. We may not even know the extent to which it affected the election, but then when you think about the fact that he lost by 3 million votes, almost 3 million votes, and the election really came down to about 70,000 votes between, like, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and, like, one other state, Michigan, I think.
Right.
And you say, well, could a media campaign on Facebook change that? Change 70,000 votes? Maybe, because you got the guy testifying in front of Congress saying that, oh, Facebook and Twitter and all that are altering votes with how they manipulate the platforms. Well, either the platforms are powerful enough to influence something or they're not. And so it's just like the Syria conversation you were having. It's nuanced. There's more to it than just black and white, but at least put your opinion or base your opinion on reality. Now, back to Hillary, I want her to go somewhere and sit down and be quiet because she's not going to run and nobody's going to vote for her. But, I mean, again, she's the gift that keeps on giving. So, I don't know.
There are times when Trump would deny the Russia stuff, and part of it would be denials of Russian collusion, like working with them. And other times,
he
was pushing back also to say that folks were suggesting he only won because the Russians interfered, and I heard what you just said about social media campaigns influencing people, but also I think, you know, doing rallies to that part of the country and talking tough against China and these sort of trade deal talk, NAFTA was terrible, also swayed a lot of voters there in the so-called Rust Belt.
I think if you, as many things as Trump says on Twitter and at his rallies, I would bet you dollars or donuts you will never find a clip of him saying Russia hacked the election and they did it to help me, as all the people around me have said. He's never said that. He's never. As a matter of fact, he went on national TV and said the opposite. He said, I don't know why it would be Russia. And then he tried to step it back.
Just put yourself in his shoes, though. Why do you think he wouldn't just come out and say those
things? I understand. I understand why he won't. I get it. Because he doesn't want to step on his own
election. Right, because
election.
It's, to your point, because it's more than just a conversation about what's reality. People go, it becomes a political cudgel.
Right. And I understand it. I understand it for him. I get it. Yeah. And it's also not within his personality to do any of that. He's always right. Winning. And so he's never going to say, I effed up or something like that. He's never going to say that.
Right.
So I get it. I'm just saying the rest of us that live in the real world and don't have a dog in that particular fight can say, yes, it happened. Do we care? Maybe, maybe not. But at least we admit or at least concede the reality of the situation, and then we can have a conversation. And unless and until we concede that same reality, we can't have a conversation because we're not basing it on the same foundation.
Indeed. Well, we agree on a lot, Jason. Appreciate the call.
You guys have a good day.
Yep. You too. And very quickly, let's see who this is on line 3. News Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Jim.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Yeah, I hear what that Glasgow was saying, but I don't think the Russians influenced the vote. Had an influence on who was elected. I believe the Russians have probably been trying to influence our stuff for years and years. You can go all the way back to Khrushchev. I mean, but I don't think it had anything to do with both. Hillary Clinton, seriously, I believe that she has got a mental problem.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that cannot accept reality like she cannot accept it and continually blames other people and other things on her loss, and then she just comes out of nowhere. She just can't get over it. I think she's really, I think it just, something snapped with her when she lost the last election.
I agree.
It just, and seriously, people that cannot accept reality and continually blame everybody else for it, they've got a mental problem.
Mm-hmm. And, almost sounds like some alcoholics I know.
Yeah, she just needs to go retire and go take care of her grandchild or whatever and just, go sit on in the rocking chair and fade away. Because
enjoy her millions,
indeed.
Yeah, do what General MacArthur said. They just fade away. Seriously, she's just causing. She didn't realize it too. She's causing more harm to the Democratic Party than helping. She's just making things worse.
Oh, yeah. I think, where did this come from?
Like our caller said, she's the gift that keeps giving.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she continually knocks the candidates off the front page by getting her nose in it. And it's unbelievable. Like I said, you're right, though. I mean, she keeps things interesting.
Well, though, if you just, pictures are worth a lot. Images and how you present yourself is worth a lot. And so when you put up a picture of Tulsi Gabbard, who's a very good-looking woman, mm-hmm. very well-spoken woman, who is all about kind of ending the corruption, bringing our troops home, these sorts of things, you're accusing her of being a Russian asset. Tulsi comes back and says, you represent the rot and the embodiment of corruption, the queen of warmongers. You put Hillary's photo up there. Maybe you add some sound effects. I don't know. it just fits so well. And I think Hillary should stop picking these fights, to your point. Juanita Rodrick said it the other day on Twitter, one of the Bill Clinton's former accusers, or current still, she still accuses him, stands by what she did initially. She said, every time you talk, Hillary Clinton, a Democrat grabs a Make America Great Again hat and joins the other side. So just keep talking. Yeah.
Can you imagine what Bill is doing right now? I mean, what he's... I know they don't live together. In fact, he probably lives in. I don't know where he lives.
But, there's a Bill Clinton library in Arkansas, mm-hmm. but I got a penthouse on top of it.
You wonder what he's thinking. He's probably going, "How in the world did I marry that crackpot?" But I mean, he's just—it's strange. What a strange family. But anyway, it's kind of like the Addams family.
Yeah, and dynasties die hard. You can understand why there were monarchs for so many years in so many countries. It's like I get tired of the Bushes and the Clintons. And honestly, when people are jumping on, going, "Oh, will Ivanka run? Will Don Jr. run?" For it's like, no, please, please. I'm tired of the same names, like the Kennedys and all this stuff. Yep. Well, let's have some new blood in there.
Some more new ideas. But anyways, it's a trip. Who's your guest there? You calling? Is this another Jack?
Jack Gallicini is here. Yes.
Oh, okay. Who is Jack Gallicini?
Well, the name should stand on its own. I know him from my Catholic education.
He's
been in the marketing, advertising.
I own and run an advertising agency. I do a weekly television show on WSFA called The Time of Your Life. For a 50-plus audience. Been on the air 24 years. Next year we hit 25. Oh. So,
I'm having the time of my life. I just retired and I got 6 grandkids, and that's all I'm doing.
That's exactly what you're supposed to do. You're doing the right thing, brother.
We all have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks a lot.
Well, we got to hit this break, and I guess, Jack, you got to go, right?
I got to go.
Well, thank you for hanging out with me.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me talk at you. I got a lot to get off my chest today.
Amen.
It's good talking with you. Great. Folks, more news and views when we come back. 272-9228. That's the number to call if you want to join in on the conversation.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of 5 great prizes.
Hi, is this Bishop?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, do you remember registering for the $1,000 Dillardreen's gift card?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Well, we just pulled your name, and you are our lucky winner, sir.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dillardreen's and Blue Water Broadcasting.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Bank of America announcing it's giving unlimited free trades for preferred customers in its retail banking loyalty program. In the spotlight, Boeing shares down about 4% after revelations Friday about emails from 2016, which called into question the safety of the 737 MAX jet's flight control system. Streaming giant Netflix says it's planning a $2 billion bond offering as it looks to raise funds to finance content acquisition, production, and development and potential acquisitions. UAW says it's reached a tentative contract agreement for its workers at General Dynamics. The union, which represents UAW members, hasn't revealed details of the agreement. And Chick-fil-A, which opened the doors of its first UK restaurant October 9th, announcing 9 days later, the company will close that location within 6 months. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Real travel is life-changing. With Trafalgar, you'll discover the best way to travel and connect with the culture, people, and places you visit. You'll travel with the freedom to discover and the confidence to explore. With over 300 trips on all 7 continents, you get real experiences that you won't find elsewhere. These are just a few of the greatest travel stories you'll ever tell. Save up to 10% on trips. Terms and conditions apply. Visit your travel agent or Trafalgar.com. Trafalgar, simply the best.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
More weather changes fast approaching as a strong cold front sweeps across the state later on today and tonight. Increasing clouds, warm day, high 81. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing later on this afternoon, this evening, and the overnight hours tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts. Our weather app will instantly alert you for a warning for your location. Get it in the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow, cloudy early, clearing later. Breezy, cooler, 72 for a high. Jacket weather Tuesday and Wednesday night. We're back in the 40s, and more rain at the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, folks. News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark sitting up here by my lonesome now. Thank you again to Jack Alessini for joining the program to begin the show, then the week. This week, Jack Campbell will be back tomorrow morning from his journey to Texas. And every time I hear Hillary Clinton speak, these days at least, I now think of this song, Bittersweet Symphony. I'm not sure why, though, but no, it's not bittersweet. Dealing with Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and her team over there at Alabama Home Mortgage. It's not bittersweet at all. It is just, it's sweet all the way. Completely sweet. Because Kim Williams and her team are serving all sorts of folks over here in the River Region, helping them find their mortgage for a first-time home or refinancing their mortgage so they can find, well, a way to spend a little extra money to remodel that home or spend a little extra money on Christmas. Christmas is not too far away, folks. Not too far away at all. So maybe you can refinance that mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage and you can have a little extra money to make it a very Merry Christmas. Also, Kim and her team, and Kim Williams has been informing me about this. A lot of veterans shy away from VA loans, and it's not just VA loans. It's all sorts of programs with the VA because they don't want to deal with the bureaucracy. They don't want to deal with the red tape. But Kim Williams and her team have found a way to cut through all that red tape, make the process of acquiring that VA loan that you earn through your service if you are a veteran here in the River Region. They've made that process easier and simplified. So if you're looking to get your first home and first mortgage, or you're looking to refinance that current home for all sorts of needs when you need a little extra cash walking around, give Kim Williams and her team a call, 567-4223, 567-4223. That is the number for Alabama Home Mortgage. You can visit them on the web at AOA. Excuse me, they've changed it. AlabamaHomeMortgage.com. AOA Home Mortgage is out the window now. It's AlabamaHomeMortgage.com. Of course, NMLS number 1586368. They are an equal housing lender. Now let's go back to the phones here on News and Views, 272-9228, 272-9228. And let's talk to Rodney. Hey, Rodney, good hearing from you at this hour of the day.
Hey, Joey, Jack, how are y'all this morning?
I'm doing well. Jack Campbell, Jack Alessini had to leave, and Jack Campbell is not here today. He'll be back tomorrow. So,
okay, all right, guys. Look, I hear a lot of guys talking about this time a lot, Joey, and I want to put this out there. A lot of guys and girls out there, y'all got to remember that political things like the impeachment is different than criminal stuff. Under political stuff, people can lie, say stuff that ain't true, and all this other stuff and get away with it. And under a criminal stuff, they can't do it. So when you're looking at these impeachments and stuff and you're wondering why the chaos is going on, it's because this is not a court of law. This is a political process. And this is when they talk about how politics bring out the best in you. This is it. This is what they're talking about. And so hopefully it'll help a lot of people to make draw the difference between political situations and judicial, as far as criminal and yes. judicial system situations. All right, and let's talk about the Hillary and the Clintons. Well, it's pretty clear to me what Hillary is up to. She's up to the same thing any other two-time loser would be up to. And her husband is a serial a rapist. So what do we expect from these criminals? Don't look at these people as being first ladies and presidents. These people are criminals. And as far as the Russian involvement, Russia was involved. Ukraine was involved with the Democrats. That's why they lost the election. And that's how we should be looking at it. And my president ain't crossing the aisle. He's already offered an open hand to these bunch of lunatics. And now it's the political civil war that the American people are going to win. And that's pretty much all I got, Joey. That sums it up. I believe everybody should be able to listen to that and understand what's going on and draw their own conclusions. But
Well, and a lot of people are unhappy, and I appreciate your words today, Rodney. I just found this is today, breaking today from Gallup, mentions of government as top U.S. problem near record high. And for that, it's a near record high. 34% say government leadership is top problem in the U.S. It should be a higher number. But I think what continues to divide us is number one is a lot of what you mentioned, criminalizing what are really just policy disagreements, political disagreements. And then on top of that, I think it's because we're trying to make all these decisions at the national level. It's dividing us more and more. If we could get back to federalism, we get back to state governance, local governance at the city level, and let the national politics be for the really big stuff, I think we'd see the country come together in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly. All right, guys. So, just keep up the spirits and keep the positive attitudes, and let's move to 2020, and let's get our president reelected, and let's keep America great.
Amen. Thank you, Rodney.
All right, guys.
And very quickly, let's go to Joel. Hey, Joel, how's it shaking?
Doing good. I'm going to tell you what, I hate following Rodney because I love him. He knows exactly what's going on. But what I was going to ask, did y'all mention Jack Galassina off the ego this morning?
There was some winking and nodding at it, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking, say the band may not know who Jack Galassina was, Galassini, but he wouldn't know who Ronald McDonald was. So,
right.
And I think Jack was the first one. I think he came up with Ronald McDonald. So Jack is an expert in marketing.
Oh, yes.
He's a great guy, too, just as an individual.
I remember him when I was like 13, 14, him telling us about how to harvest and work on and flourish by working on our talents in life. And it's a great thought experiment. He presented it earlier. If you had $1 million in the bank, what would you do with your life? Would you just kind of sit around and enjoy life? Or what would work would you want to do if everything was already all set, financially speaking? And it's a great question to think about and ponder. What do you really love to do? What's your real talent?
Hey, and when you was 13, $1 million was a loss of money. It's still a loss of money, but it ain't like it used to be. It used to be $10,000 to me was a loss of money. And now $1 million is something I would shoot for, but it ain't something to carry you for the rest of your life.
Well, we can thank the Federal Reserve for that, can't we?
We can. But y'all have a great day up there. I'm sorry Jack's gone today, but
me too.
He'll be back tomorrow.
I missed him. Somebody asked me, you miss Jack Campbell? And I do miss him. I'm looking forward to seeing him tomorrow morning.
Well, you're fantastic by yourself now. I'm going to tell you, I really enjoy your show. But
appreciate
y'all
it.
Have a great day.
You too. Y'all want to join in 272-9228? I have to hit a quick break here. Coming back, a little bit more news and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark sitting here. in the saddle, I'm all by my lonesome. But, yeah, sometimes I like it that way, but I do look forward to seeing the smiling face or the insults of Jack Campbell tomorrow. Be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This is part of the program brought to us by Jenkins Tire and Automotive downtown. 38 East Jefferson Street downtown, just about a block or two from the Alley Station. Great place to go if you work downtown, if you want your vehicle service, or even if you don't work downtown. Say you even work in East Montgomery. They have a service vehicle that can, courtesy vehicle, they can take you to and from work as your car or truck or any maker model is being worked on. All their technicians there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive are ASE certified. And, you know, I'm just speaking to Mike Jenkins the other day, one of the many faces over there that helps the place run. And he was telling me with deer season now coming upon us, I think bow season just opened up, soon you'll be able to take those regular firearms and rifles out there. Jenkins Tire and Automotive has a service truck that can, say, service tractor tire repairs in the field, as well as work on four-wheeler side-by-sides and replace those and repair those tires on your four-wheelers, on your side-by-sides, or on those working tractors. So not only should you visit Jenkins Tire and Automotive for your everyday driver, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can help you out from tires to air conditioning to batteries to even windshield wiper blades. They can also visit you in the field to service your tractor, your four-wheeler, or your side-by-side. And that's something you'll want to do as a lot of y'all journey out into the woods and those early mornings doing some deer hunting. Good to know that your tires and your vehicles are all set up and working right. So give Jenkins Tire and Automotive a call today. 265-0792, 265-0792 is the number, or visit them online, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. You can even make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Now, this is portion of the program. Also have to give another shout out. I don't know if you saw the masks out there in Hong Kong recently, and Hong Kongers, these protesters breaking bad against the Chinese Communist Party. But I just have to say, all hail the Chinese Communist Party and their dear leader, our dear leader, Winnie the Pooh. He's a hungry bear.